that the record that we have. I just don't feel like that's indicative of what kind of team we have.
Was that maybe one of the more frustrating parts early on in the year, knowing that you were good enough to win a lot of these games, but you know, just
yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, we went out and played with pretty much every team that we played this year, and you know, we just always came out on the wrong end of it. So it was most definitely frustrating, but you know, we held it together, and now we're starting to win. So it's, you know, it's good to actually go out and reap the benefits of the work we put in and you know, the players that we have.
As far as the locker room, is there a different feeling amongst the guys in here? I mean, did you just feel more uplifted and more excited about coming out here?
Most definitely. I mean, we're winning right now. We won two games in a row, and you know, that's, you know, guys are upbeat. I mean, you know, when we were on that losing streak that we were on, you know, everybody was frustrated because, you know, we knew we had a better team than, you know, than that record. So yeah, most definitely, man. I mean, guys are excited, and you know, we're just happy about what's going on right now.
Devin gave Cusciano a lot of credit for that first few weeks when you guys were struggling, keeping things together, and keeping the family atmosphere. What would you say about that? You agree with what Devin said, that, you know, a big part of it, you know, a lot of it was the coaches?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, each week when we went out and we did what we did, we went out and played with, you know, some of the best teams in the league and came out on the wrong end of it. You know, that was the first thing he said when he came back in, you know, just make sure we stay together. So he preached that every week, and I think guys listen to him.
Well, that's a